present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week on a return visit to Guildford in the fine county of Surrey. Eminent historians argue about the derivation of the name Guildford. Some say it's a combination of the words guild and ford. Others say, no, it isn't. The town's most noted historic monument is Guildford Castle, originally built by the Normans as a royal residence. It was later passed to the bishops of Surrey. In March 1431, Bishop John Stafford travelled to Rouen to invigilate at the heresy trial of Joan of Arc. Bishop Stafford recorded that at first Joan was prepared to accept her fate, but on the eve of being sentenced, she got cold feet. That didn't last. Joan was sentenced to burn at the stake, and according to legend, as the bonfire took hold, sending smoke and cinders billowing, Bishop Stafford suddenly realised he'd done a terrible thing, as the woman next door had just hung her washing out. Guildford-educated Howard Carter was the Egyptologist who became world-famous between the wars for excavating Tutankhamun's tomb. It was believed that opening the sacred sealed room released an ancient curse on all those involved. This may well be dismissed as superstitious nonsense by so-called experts, but the fact remains everyone who entered that tomb in 1922 has since died. To the east of Guildford is Leith Hill, which at 960 feet above sea level is the highest point in Surrey. From the summit, on a good day, you can see Hampstead Heath. On a bad day, you can see Croydon. It was at Surrey's world-famous Wisley Royal Horticultural Society that the secret to ridding gardens of moles was discovered. After years of experimentation, they found that if you urinate on their molehills, the moles don't like it and they run away. But then who does enjoy being urinated on? Well, I wasn't actually asking for a show of hands, but quite a few of you, as it turns out. Thank you, Tim. You can put your hand down now. In recent years, grape growing has increased massively in North Surrey, where they produce sparkling wine. However, a criminal gang has begun selling bottles of fake Dorking champagne with false fizziness and added alcohol, but it's quite easy to tell them apart. If your sparkling wine smells of methylated spirits or tastes like washing up liquid, then you've got the genuine thing. In February this year, Surrey's non-league Sutton United reached the fifth round of the FA Cup for the first time in their history. And before losing 2-0 at home to Arsenal, that match brought about £1 million to Sutton United, who plan to spend it on ground improvements, including a new tannoy system, so they can announce any late crowd changes to the team. And speaking of people who've made it to the fifth round, please welcome Barry Cryer and with him Joe Brand. And opposite them, Timbrook Taylor and Andy Hamilton. And taking a place at the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the ever delightful Samantha. We start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. Good dictionary is essential for the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference between the words obsequious and servile. Well, obsequious means respectful to an excessive degree, whereas servile is the Queen's nickname for Philip Green. The meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, for any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Andy, you can start.
Brexiteer, a form of industrial deafness caused by repeatedly standing too close to Nigel Farage.
Barry.
Brio, Welsh cheese.
Tim.
Precursor, one who swears in advance.
Joe.
Panting. Bunting made from knickers.
Musketeer. A form of industrial deafness common among historical reenactors.
Brandy. Rather like Joe.
Contradiction. How Nicaraguan rebels speak.
Bombardier. A very cruel form of stag hunting.
Brandish. Fairly like Joe.
Naked. Childless in Scotland.
Bastardise. A medical condition affecting referees.
Banjo. Envious cry from other female performers.
Die Hard, Welsh Viagra.
Testicles, experimental icicles.
Avoidable, what you do in Pamplona.
Argosy, I'll go and have a look.
Pumpkin, incest.
Dermatology, study of Irishmen.
Harpsichord, what you pull if you need to jettison your harp.
Fossilize, too late for glasses.
Transylvanian.
Oh.
Someone called Sylvia, who's in the process of becoming Ian.
Magistrate. Statement from the palace assuring the press the Queen is not gay.
Well, the teams are now going to sing along with some well-known discs in the game called Pick Up Song. Samantha will spin the discs, and each of you should sing along to your records, teams, until Samantha turns the volume down. If, on its return, you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a lemming-like response indicative of the intellectual apathy that has rendered our once proud nation an international laughingstock. What do points mean? And this week's prize is the ultimate shopping experience for the unmarried woman. It's a trip to Marks and Spinsters. So, Barry, I'd like you to start, please, and I'd like you to accompany Noel Coward singing A Room With A View.
Topical. I've been cherishing through the perishing winter nights and days a funny little phrase that means such a lot to me that you've got to be with me heart and soul, for on you the whole thing leans. A room with a view, and you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us through this dream we found.
This dream we found.
Noel's timing was off a bit there, I thought.
Almost there, Barry. You just came in on the wrong bar, which is very, very unlike you.
No such thing.
Okay, Joe, you're next, please. I'd like you to accompany Tony Basil singing Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. You blow my mind, oh, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, it's a pity I don't understand. Should I be singing now, or is this bit just the band? Oh, Mickey, I don't know what I'm doing here. I've gone completely mad, and I want a pint of beer. Hey,
Mickey, you've been around all night, and that's a little long. You think you got it right, but I've definitely got it wrong. Why can't you say goodnight so you can take me home, Mickey? Home, Mickey, for Christ's sake, play some music.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Jack.
It's not often that the players actually improve on the original song. You did just that. Andy Hamilton now. I'd like you to accompany Enrique Iglesias singing Hero.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Or hold me in your arms tonight? I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. And I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away.
I will stand by you forever. Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well done.
I think, Jack, I covered that lady there in spittle. I'm really sorry.
And if you've just joined us listening at home, that was Andy Hamilton being a racist. Finally, Tim, can you accompany...
Right, if I get no platform now, that's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something I will have done for the world. Tim Rooke-Taylor, can you accompany John Travolta and chorus singing Greased Lightning?
This car is automatic. It's systematic.
It's hydromatic. Why, it's Greased Lightning.
Look, it's some overhead lifters and four barrel quads, oh yeah.
Keep talking, walkie talking.
Fuel injection cutoffs and chrome plated rubs, oh yeah.
I get the money, I'll get the money.
With the 4-speed on the floor, they'll be waiting at the door. You know it ain't no shit, we'll be getting lots of titting Greased Lightning. Go, 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 go. Go, Greased Lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Greased Lightning, oh, Greased Lightning.
Go, Greased Lightning, you're coursing through the heat, Ralph Tam.
Greased Lightning, oh, Greased Lightning.
You are supreme, oh, oh, the chicks will scream, oh. For Greased Lightning, go, 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 go.
Gender fluidity in a song, very nice. All right, it's time for some acting now in the miming round called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured Mime Master General Lionel Blair. Incorrigible Lionel recently joined a group of 1970s showbiz personalities who were flown to Kerala for a TV documentary to see how they would get on in Indian society. Sadly, Lionel suffered some rather nasty caste-based discrimination as one of the unwatchables. Tim and Andy, you're to start, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Inherit the wind. Inherit the wind.
So off you go, please, Tim and Andy.
It's a play.
It's a play and a film, I think.
And it's three words, and it goes like this.
Tim, was that you?
Have you started it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Do you think that was something you ate?
No, it's genetic.
Is that it?
Is that it?
That's the clues.
Do you want it again?
No.
It's a reaction. It's a reaction, a windy reaction.
Yeah. Even though I know it's four, is it Gone with the Wind?
No, but it could have been. No. Wind is right.
You were. Yeah, along
the wind
right
cannot
lines.
Read.
The wind cannot read.
I'm the only one who remembers that, apparently.
I think you were the only one who ever saw that. I don't know.
Wind is in the title.
Yes. Wind. It's genetic.
Yes.
Inherit the Wind.
Yes.
There. Oh, excellent.
So, your turn, Baron Joe, and your title is now being exhibited on the lazy display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, I do like a nice boiled egg for my breakfast.
Can we just ask how many words and what it is?
Yes.
Oh, you're so pernickety.
Yeah. It's a film.
And it's five words.
Four.
Sorry about that.
Four words.
Ask the audience, is it five words?
Oh. Told you, Baron.
Ah, no definite article at the beginning, then.
So was that a ghost that Barry did? Was that a ghost?
Yes.
The ghost in the... No. In the machine. In the what? In the egg.
You're getting there.
Ghost very close.
Shell.
Shell!
Yes.
Oh, that's not fair. That's a film that's only just out, isn't it?
Yes. Tim has said it and he still doesn't know what it is.
And it's only just come out.
It's a movie starring Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, that one.
Ghost in the Shell. Yes. Right.
So it's The Ghost in the Shell or Ghost in the Shell?
Who cares? Okay, well, this round proves there is a level before first base. It's called In My Pants. And the object of the game is to make me laugh. So cancel the milk. We could be in for a long night. So, teams, your task is to suggest phrases from well-known cautionary labels or signs, while mine is simply to say the words, in my pants, immediately after each one, but without raising a smile. So shouldn't be too challenging in the unlikely event that you are able to raise a titter from the chair. Teams, Samantha will be awarding points. So, Tim, you can start.
Park at your own risk.
In my pants. Barry.
Unscrew top and push up bottom.
In my pants. Andy.
Do not feed the animals.
In my pants. Joe.
Mind the gap.
In my pants.
No tipping or dumping.
No, I was smiling because I could recognise that you were enjoying this round. And that's what brought me a moment of pleasure there, but it wasn't what... Right. Anyway, in my pants, carry on.
Tiredness kills, take a break.
In my pants.
Prick with a fork.
In my pants.
A warning, unsuitable for pregnant women or the elderly.
No. Oh, yes. I dropped my pen, that's why it went under the table. In my pants.
Not drinking water.
In my pants.
May contain nuts.
In my pants.
Warning, slippery when wet.
Stupid round that is. Well, the next game is called Bad Reviews. As we know, reviews can be brutally unkind, or in Barry's case, true. In this round, I'll present the teams with a selection of genuine bad reviews, and their job is to correctly identify to what the review is referring. So, Andy, we'll start with you. What is being reviewed here? We have gone through three of these. This one just lasted 3.5 months. After 2 to 3 months, the lid got stuck. Then the leaking started. I won't be buying another.
Is this from Witch Coffin magazine?
No, the answer is Russell Hobbs stainless steel kettle. All right. So, Barry, what does this review refer to? It looks dreadful. Why didn't they just reduce the length?
Red Nose Day.
It's a review of the new Toblerone bar. Tim, what's this review about? When I opened this today, I was rather shocked to see that it wasn't in a sealed package and it feels dirty. I didn't want to touch it, much less actually use it.
A copy of the Daily Mail.
No, it was a deluxe rabbit vibrator.
What?
Yes, apparently rabbits have them as well now.
Only the deluxe one, I'll say.
Yeah. Finally, Joe, what is being reviewed here? Smells vaguely of urine.
Me.
It's an Amazon review for the fragrance Success by Donald Trump. Andy, again, what's being reviewed here? I cannot convey strongly enough how disgusting this place is. Windows that won't close, no hot water, broken furniture, dirty utensils, broken light fittings, and actual poo in the kettle.
Yeah, but what's the review, Jack?
That was a TripAdvisor review of a hotel in Blackpool. I don't understand how that happens to a kettle, but anyway.
No, it's not easy. Let me tell you.
Well, I hope you scolded yourself. Barry, what's being reviewed here? Fancy a visit to hell. All you will experience is frustration, claustrophobia, and suicidal tendencies when you realise there is no escape.
The 8:31 from Guildford to Waterloo.
It was, in fact, a review of IKEA Nottingham on TripAdvisor, visited in March 2014. Tim, what's this one about? The pharmacy told me the cost was $1,400, and I started laughing. I told the guy to keep them and said my wife will have to try harder.
Viagra.
It is. It's a US review of Viagra. Yes. Right. Finally, Joe, what's being reviewed here? Not so much like a piece of plastic as something embalmed but moving.
Cher.
Actually, not far off. It was a review of Roger Moore as James Bond in A View to a Kill. It's now time for some music in the game called Name That Joke. Now, there was excitement recently when historians announced they'd finally managed to put a date to the first joke ever to be told in Germany. It'll be next April. Music will be provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, listeners may be interested to learn that Colin was recently sampled by Dr. Dre. Yeah, he'll get the results next week. Now, in this round, Colin will play a series of musical clues which fit together to form a well-known joke, and the teams must try to identify each clue in turn. A team which correctly identifies the joke first wins, OK? So fingers on buzzers,
Jack,
teams.
Jack, can I just check something?
Mm.
So we're playing a game, right, that relies on remembering old jokes against Barry.
Against Barry,
that's
yes.
Like giving Usain Bolt 50 metres start.
Yeah. It is. You just have to try your best, Andy, at this. You have to try your best. So fingers on buzzers, teams, and the first clue, please, Colin. Tim.
Is that the ugly duckling?
It's a joke about a duckling.
Yep. Barry.
A duck went into the chemist's and said, have you got any lip salve? And the chemist said, yes, we have. How would you like to pay? And the duck said, oh, just put it on my bill.
Yeah, very good. However, not the joke that I'm after. So, yes, Joe.
How do you turn a duck into a soul singer?
Oh, I don't know.
Put it in the microwave until its bill withers.
I like it.
Oh, sorry. Any others there? Who was that? Barry?
There was a great act years ago called The Great Del Monte and His Dancing Duck. And he had this wonderful ornithological act where birds would play football and go on tight ropes and swing onto pieces. But the big finale was a duck tap dancing on a biscuit tin. I used to watch it every night. The music swelled, the spotlight on the duck. And one night, the big climax came, the lights, the music, and the duck just stood there, complete anticlimax. So I was with the great Del Monte in the bar afterwards, or Reg as we knew him. And I said, what happened with the duck tonight? He said, oh, the candle went out.
Okay, so none of those are the joke that I'm after. Oh. That's not the answer. So we'll have another clue, please, Colin.
All right. Look. So this is Paul McCartney's duck.
Okay. What was the song?
Long and Winding Road.
Right. Would that be a clue to you?
Road.
It could be.
Road. Well done, Tim, yes.
Yeah.
My wife drives and I don't, and she rang me one night, hands free, and I was talking to her, and I said, there's been a police warning, darling, there's a car going the wrong way up the M1. And she said, just one? There are hundreds of them.
A good joke, but not the one that I was actually after, Barry.
She came in one day, she said, do you want the good news or the bad news? I said, oh, God, the good news. She said, the airbag in the Volvo works.
Joe.
Well, I do a lot of driving, and one problem I always have is coming back late to multi-storey car parks in the dark, and all women will have experienced this. You know, you get in that mobile can of urine they call the lift, and just as the doors are about to close, a pair of hairy hands comes around them, and in steps a sort of beardy psychopath covered in vomit, and you think to yourself, Jesus Christ, did I really marry that?
Jack, perhaps you could save us by telling us what it is.
All right, so the answer is, a duck was about to cross the road when a chicken came running up and said, no, don't do it, you'll never hear the end of it.
Very good.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the bedraggled kitten of time stares pleadingly through the window of hope before the hot point of fate commences the spin cycle of eternity... I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha and myself, and our audience here in Guildford, it's goodbye, goodbye.
Barry Kline, Joe Bryan, Tim Brooke Taylor and Andy Hamilton have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.
I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue was a BBC Studios production.